Now, Israeli Air Force used something called the air-launched ballistic missiles. So what happened was, 8 F-15s and 4 F-35 Israeli fighter jets went to the Red Sea. From there, they fired these missiles. Since these missiles are ballistic missiles, and if you know how ballistic missiles fly, they first fly into the space before re-entering the atmosphere and then head towards the strike target, that is Doha. This approach allows the missiles to bypass the airspace of neighboring Arab nations like Saudi Arabia without a formal violation. This is the reason why ballistic missiles are dangerous and game-changer. And the interesting part is, the ballistic missiles were launched mid-air from fighter jets. That demonstrates Israel's advanced military capabilities. It is possible, but it is uncommon. Because for this, you need to design the missile in such a way that it gets integrated to aircrafts. The aircraft then brings the missile to a high-speed, high-altitude launch point. The missile's rocket motor ignites or continues after release and performs a boost phase. Then the weapon follows a ballistic or glide trajectory towards the target.